Talk Shoe.
Recorded live. This is an interactive podcast designed for audience participation. Come talk, text chat, or listen live at TalkShoe.com.
Hello and welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 3. Today is Friday, January 19th, 2007. Getting a little bit of a late start today because of some difficulties on my end, because I was very busy this past week, but we are here fresh with another PHP BB Weekly for you. I am very excited to announce that this week, for once, we have two people who are called in and are currently waiting and listening to us live in the chat room. And, of course, you are free to come and join in as well if you are listening live via the stream. Feel free to come in to TalkShoe or call in. 724-444-7444 is the number. This is PHP BB Weekly. We're talking about, of course, the PHP BB Forum software, which is free and open source. And in addition to some tips and other news, we're also, and mods and styles, of course, we are also going to be taking your calls, your questions. If you want support on PHP BB, or if you just have questions or want to talk about anything, this is the place to do it. I will try to answer as many questions as I can, and if I can't, I will certainly try to show you where to go. My name is Douglas Bell. I am Webmaster87 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples, on phpb.com forums. Past member of the team, but I'm not there anymore because, you know, team members, you kind of have to have a social life. What can you do? Because it's hard. You're very busy. I was on the mod team. You have to validate mods, and it takes a long time. It takes a lot of time out of your day, and it's hard because you got school and stuff. So that's just the life of a team member, and I just couldn't fit into that. So that's how it works. But I am here doing this podcast live on TalkShoe. I do need to say, out of legality terms, and so that no one gets on my case, that this podcast is not affiliated with, has nothing to do with the PHP BB teams. It's just me doing my own little independent old thing. But now that all that is out of the way, we're going to get started. I want to first mention that last week on the PHP BB podcast, I talked about installing mods on your board and also talked about EasyMod. So this week, I want to switch over to the other side of the realm and talk about styles. However, TYGuy98 says you can't hear anything. So we're going to have to see what's going on. Because I know that TalkShoe seems to be picking my voice up. Okay, well, PhonicsMonkey3, who's also in the chat room, can hear me. I'm just going to keep me updated in the chat room. So anyway, styles are definitely one of the things we're going to go through. I know that SubSilver is the default style that comes in PHP BB2. Styles definitely is, just to keep it simple, is defines how your forum looks. What's the colors going to look like? What's the layout going to look like? And SubSilver is the blue and orange themed like style that you see in PHP BB2. It is on by default. And it really was, back when it was introduced back in 2002 with PHP BB2, a very revolutionary style. It forums as we know them today essentially follow the layout that SubSilver came up with. It was brand new back then. And a lot of the styles that you find out there for PHP BB are based on SubSilver. PHP BB 3 Olympus, which is the next version, which is going to be coming out, has this super secret brand new style, which is coming out, which is supposed to be really cool. I have not seen it. Very, very, very few people have. Even most of the team members in PHPBB have not seen the style. It is that secretive. Pretty much the developers and the team leaders, and maybe one or two other team members, but that's pretty much it. It is a really secretive project within PHPBB. Very few pieces of information have been available about it. All we know is that it is supposed to be cool. So we're going to find out when PHPBB3 Olympus is released, hopefully sometime this year. It was originally supposed to be out back in 2004. What can you do? But we're just going to have to move on anyway. However, let's focus on PHPBB2 because there are a whole variety of styles available for your PHPBB2 forum. And they're free. Most of them are free for you to install because a lot of them use PHPBB code. Therefore, a lot of them are released under the GPL. And if you know HTML and some CSS, it's really pretty easy to go out and create your own. So we're going to cover both of these today. We're going to cover installing styles, downloading them first, of course, and then installing them, and, of course, making your own styles. So downloading styles, there are a number of styles out there. Like mods, PHPBB teams have their own styles database on phpbb.com, which has a number of styles. They have a team that does some validation. The team's had some ups and downs in its days, although it's starting to rejuvenate under new leadership at the end of this past year, and they're actually starting to get a number of good validators on there, and so we commend them for that. There are a lot of really, really, really cool, very original styles, and there are a lot of styles which may change a few things from the regular Sub-Silver pack, and there's a lot that are just in the intermediate spectrum out there. And so what you are going to want to do is pick the style you like. Now, unlike mods, which I will say, you know what, if you want a mod, go to the mod database, find the one you want, and download it and install it on there only because it's safe and secure. Styles are a little bit different because styles do not actually edit PHP code. So they're a little bit less hazardous than mods, which I told you about last week. So the reason is that styles only edit the basic HTML and code that you have out there. There is no PHP code that can be executable from within styles in PHPBB2. This may change when Olympus is released because its styles engine is completely different. But PHPBB2 essentially styles are just HTML. So you can go ahead and look on a number of websites. If you Google PHPBB styles, you will find a lot of styles websites for PHPBB. The style database has some styles, and they have their own little demo thing. Another website that has a lot of styles is phpbbhacks.com. This website originally was for making hacks or mods of PHPBB, and I don't really recommend this because there are a lot of unsafe and unreliable mods on this site because they're not exactly tested, but they have an excellent PHPBB2 styles database with a wealth of styles, a lot more than you can find on phpbb.com, just to be honest with you, frankly. So those are two excellent pages that you can find styles on, and if you go to Google, you can find lots and lots more. Because there's a lot of installations of PHPBB out there, which means there's a lot of different styles running on a number of different websites. And so you can go ahead and you can just download the style pack. This will normally download into a folder. If you open the folder, you'll see a lot of files which have a .tpl extension. This is a special file format just for PHPBB styles. I want to interrupt myself to welcome Beanie in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. Feel free to call in if you'd like. And so when you download these styles, you'll unzip it and you'll get this folder, which will usually have the name of the style in the folder. What you're going to do now is on your PHPBB installation is you will upload that folder in its entirety into the templates folder. You'll find it alongside another the sub-silver folder and any other styles you may have uploaded. And so how do you install a style now? You've uploaded the style, which is just great. Oh, installation of styles is fairly simple. It can be done straight from the admin control panel. You just go into your admin panel, go down to styles, and look where it says add. When you go there, you will see a list of any styles which you have not installed on your board, and you will have a chance to click the install button. You click the install button, the style is now installed, and it is now live on your board. Everyone is looking at it, and that's pretty much the way it works. If you have multiple styles installed, then users can choose what they want to see on your board. So you can have more than one installed. You can have some silver, you could have any one of a whole other selection of styles on your board. I can't name a few off the top of my head. And they can pick from them. And of course, if you want to remove a style from the list, you can go down to the manage section of the styles admin and uninstall any styles you don't want on their list. You can, of course, set a default style within the board's general configuration. So if a user comes up and is not logged in, what style will they see on your website? Well, the default style sets this. And there is another option called Override User Default Style, which I mean, may be a little bit different terminology. I don't know offhand. However, you can select this, and then that is going to override any other option that your users have of their own style. They're going to see the board's default style, and that's it. It's a little easier than having to uninstall a whole bunch of other styles you may have active on your website. And so, essentially, when you have a style up, that works just fine. If you want, also, you can, there's a way within the styles admin where you can mess around with a style by creating a new version of SubSilver and mess with the basic CSS colors. There's a way to do that within the styles admin. However, I'm not really going to go into that because it is a little bit weird, and frankly, I've tried it and I have had very little success with it. So I'm just going to say, you know what, you want your best bet. Go out, download a style, install it. But perhaps you don't want to have the style be exactly like someone else has made it. Perhaps you want to change the header image, or perhaps you want to change just some of the CSS or the HTML. You are, of course, free, completely free to go into the styles you download and edit them, because this is a part of the GPL, which most PHPBB styles are released under. The TPL files that you will see in the download of the style is really HTML in disguise. It's just a special file extension that PHPBB uses. And actually, it has been very confusing for a number of people, and that is why in Olympus, which will be coming out soon, they have gotten rid of the TPL, and they just use the regular .html extension for styles. But phpbb2.tpl. But there really is no difference. It is an HTML file. However, it doesn't look quite like a normal HTML document. There is no header. There is no footer in most of these files. And that is because of the special way that phpbb renders templates. So right now, if we're talking about if you want to make your own style or edit a currently existing style, you can open it, and you will see that there's HTML markup in there, and there's these little things in the little curly Q braces, which have capital letters. Those are placeholders. Again, although PHP, you will notice that the styles have nothing but HTML, but PHPBB is a PHP-based bulletin board. And this is another one of the real strengths of PHPBB, which is not found in many other applications, and it was unique to PHPBB at the time of its release back in 2002. The PHP is in one set of files. The HTML for styling is in another set of files. That's what makes it really easy to distribute these styles. There's no PHP code to worry about. And so what you basically want to do if you are creating your own style is, first of all, in general, start off with SubSilver because it's got pretty much the basics of what you need. Beyond that, you will want to edit the layout if you want, but you want to keep those curly Q braces in there because that represents PHP code or language code that you're going to want to keep within your style when you're editing it. Otherwise, you're going to start messing things up. Some things won't be there. So you really do want to be careful when you're editing styles or creating your own. There are a number of guides available on phpbb.com, and I'm just going to try to get my web browser to let me find them so I can give you links, which will Yes, there is documentation in the knowledge base. So if you go to phpbb.com, hit styles, and then hit documentation, there's a number of articles in here which will help you with messing with your styles or start a new style. There's a how to start a new style thing in there. And there's also a listing, a complete listing of all the template variables. This is the name for those little all caps things which are in those curly Q braces. You can go on to, you can click on the template variables link in the styles area, and you will see a complete list, page by page, with complete descriptions of what is there. So that pretty much is a rundown of styles. Of course, you will want to be pretty proficient in HTML and CSS if you want to edit it. Of course, every file has its own CSS file with all the CSS in it. Some files also stick their CSS in the header.tpl file, overall header.tpl file, excuse me, which you might want to check there. It depends on your style, of course. And the .cfg file is kind of PHP. It tells PHPBB something, so don't worry about it. But if you are trying to wonder how PHPBB goes about setting up these template files, I'll sort of run over it briefly. When a person views a PHP file, they're not actually viewing the TPLs, they're viewing a plain old PHP. PHPBB has a very powerful template engine, which is going to go out, grab the header, display it, then grab the main page, display it, and then grab the footer and display it. And it will automatically render through all the HTML, replace those template variables with actual PHP code, and it really is a very powerful system and pretty quick. And when we see Olympus come out later in the year, and of course we're going to try to have full coverage on that on PHPBB Weekly, it's going to get a lot more exciting. So that's pretty much a rundown of installing PHPBB styles. And of course, you can go ahead and install as many of these as you want. It's really easy to install styles. You do want to be careful, though, when you are worrying about updating PHPBB, because most PHPBB 2 updates, they try to avoid making edits to the template, but sometimes template editing is unavoidable, and so you are going to have to probably want to download the change files mod or a patch or something like that, and you're going to also need to make those changes to the your template files for all your templates, in addition to the SubSilver. In most cases, it's a pretty seamless adaption because a lot of templates are based on SubSilver code, but you are going to want to be careful about that. But again, it doesn't happen too often with PHPBB updates. So you're listening to PHPBB Weekly, Episode 3. We have currently two people in the chat room, two other people on the phone. I don't know if TY guy is still here because he said something about Xlight dropped the call, but he still seems to be listed. Of course, if you would like to come in and join us, you are completely welcome to do so. We are currently live. You can just come on into the TalkShoe chat room if you are a TalkShoe member and just start chatting. And you are can also feel free to call in and talk live on here. The number is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID is number 12418. And I'm here to answer questions or just talk about PHPBB if you want to talk. Let's see. I don't know if TYGuy98 is actually here. We have PhonicsMonkey3 here, and he's on the phone. And we have Beanie in the chat room as well, and they're having a fairly interesting discussion about Windows and Gizmo Project. I think something about trying to call in because TY Guy got stuck and had to leave. Did you guys want to talk about PHPBB or FinestMonkey3? You want me to unmute you or anything? You're fine. You want to come on the air? Not now. Okay. Beanie, anything interesting? This is my chance for me to rest my voice. All right. In that case, well, if you do want to talk, feel free to hit the request to talk button. If you're called in, of course, the chat room, and I see that, then when I get a chance, I will definitely let you in. Or if you have anything you want to talk about on in the chat room, feel free to do so. So I'm just going to move on to our regular mod and styles picks of the week. Again, I do want to make some clarification that this is not going to, that the mods and styles of the week are pretty much just things that I have found and want to highlight. I'm not trying to say that these are really great mods or mods that you should care about, but I am identifying mods and styles that you can find and spitting them out there for interest. And if you would like to recommend yours, I'm going to try to find a way, something about it. I think there's ways you can tag things on, like, Delicious, so, like, I'll figure how to find them, but, like, if you want to tell me about a mod or a style that you have found and you want me to see for the pick of the week, go on to Delicious, del.ico.us, and bookmark with the tag PHPBB Weekly. And, yeah, PHPBB Weekly, and I will figure out how I can go out and find these. Beanie states, oh, and thank you for reminding me. I was going to mention that there are a number of mods out there which enhance styles, and one of the ones out there is Cyber Aliens Extreme Styles Mod. And it's, I played with it, and it does do a lot of enhancing to the built-in styles management, because it allows you to, let me make sure I get this straight. I'm trying to remember, I haven't used it in a while. One of the things it definitely does is it really speeds up the template engine, because it introduces something called template caching, and this is going to be out in PHPBB3 as well. What it does, I believe, is that it's going to make quick, easy caches of the template files, so that when you're loading template after template, which is usually on big, especially in big forums, loaded lots and lots of times, the same thing, it can cause unnecessary slowdowns. So when you introduce the cache, that makes it a lot quicker for the PHP to go and grab the cache and display it than it does to go and grab the full blown template file. So one of the things it introduces is caching, and if you have, and that can be set up. In addition, Extreme Styles also introduces ways for you to have more control over certain mods. You can switch users over from some styles over to other styles. You can download, automatically install certain styles from the phpbbstyles.com website, which is Cyber Aliens website. And I probably haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg, just because I have bad memory. In fact, Beanie, if you want, you can remind me of some things that I haven't gotten to mention while I'm talking about it. But yeah, that's definitely an excellent mod, which it's not going to be my mod of the week pick, but it is definitely one if you are interested in style design. And the link, I don't know where it is on phpbb.com, although I do know that you can download it from the phpbbstyles.com website, which, on if you look on the left side, you'll see under mods there is an Extreme Styles mod. Let me see. So yeah, you can do unlimited switches, you can do built-in including other TPL files. It's got compilation algorithms, it's got cache, it checks errors in your templates while it's compiling them. So yeah, it's a pretty powerful mod, and it makes doing things a lot faster, and a lot of mods take advantage of some of its features. So you can try that out and check it out if you are at all interested, and really easy to install too. What do you do? You download the mod, upload the files to your data, to your website, done. That's it. End of story. Really easy to install. My throat needs some things. So that's definitely a mod you can go and check out, Extreme Styles mod. And there's a number of other mods that are available to help you start new styles and edit styles and all that. So go ahead, so check it out. It's All this is on the PHP BB mod database. I want to go to, however, our real mod pick of the week, which is one. It's an older mod done by Siavash79 called Mass Lock. This mod was originally released back in November of 2003. So this is, goes back a ways. And I don't know how up to date it is, because 2003 meant would be the 2.0.6 era. However, apparently someone who recently posted like a few months ago said that they were getting it to work just fine. So I'm assuming that it's going to work just fine. But anyway, Mass Lock is a mod for all you people who do not like post-bumping. What it does is that it adds a section to your admin panel, which will automatically lock topics that have not had any posts in them for X number of days. You can specify how many days you want it to lock. And so posts that haven't had any posts in like a month or 2 months and are way, 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 way down somewhere in the forums, and anyone who posted in them back then has completely forgot about it and really doesn't want to get another email in their inbox saying, oh, topic reply notification, check this out. Because that's pretty much a technique called bumping. Or just pulling old posts. Sometimes it just gets annoying. So Mass Lock will automatically lock those topics so someone sees it. However, it won't delete them. It's not ruining. It's still there so people who come out can later and search your forum and see what's there. But it locks them, so they can't post. So if they have questions, they need to do a new post, a new topic, which for some people is definitely preferable over the alternative. By the way, I want to welcome the Tyler Man to the chat room. Well, thanks for joining us. Feel free to call in if you'd like. So the mod is Mass Lock, version 1.0.4. The installation level is rated as easy, about 10 minutes. I would imagine it wouldn't be that hard. The web address I'm going to try to read this out to you is phpbb.com/phpbb/viewtopic.php?t=149519. Or if you want to go into the categories for the mods, that's in the admin tools section. And so that is Mass Lock. That's the mod pick of the day. Okay, we have a question from Beanie in the chat room who can't call in, but she says, when I back up PHP BB, should I do gzip or not? I would say that I have not found a need for gzipping. It kind of depends what you need when you're doing a database backup. However, I have found that essentially that you can probably get away without doing gzip. What it'll do is it's going to download a regular .sql file for you to, and that's going to basically contain one big SQL query which has all your things. However, I would strongly recommend that you instead, if you have PHP MyAdmin available for your database, that it has a very powerful database backup tool, which you can definitely try out by going up into selecting your database, and then from the top tabs, choose Export, and that lets you have control over all the tables in your database, select which tables to backup, which tables not to backup. You can tailor how you want, and choose Save as File. And again, archiving is optional. And it will download, again, an SQL file, which you can just then, if your database gets wiped out and you need to restore it, just copy the entire huge SQL query and run it, and your databases will be back, good as new, ready to go, happy. And, of course, in addition to backing up your database, another thing you will definitely want to do is to back up your files. If you have made any edits, if you have installed any styles, you want to back up your files, so that if you lose your website or you lose your database, you can upload the files exactly as they were, and you can upload the database exactly as it was, and you will be good to go. So definitely download it. Is PHP and my admin something you put on this site? Beanie, do you have your own server, your own hosting, or is it a shared hosting? Gonna wait for a response from Beanie. You have well, what I mean is, is someone else hosting your website, or are you doing it on your own server, or how are you setting it up? All right, so someone is hosting it. So you will want to check with your web host. There are a number of ways that you can manage your database. Yes, if you have cPanel, you probably have PHP MyAdmin. Basically, what PHP MyAdmin is, it's a completely PHP-run interface for being able to interact with your database, set up databases, change them, etc. So it's going to depend on who your web host is. They have PHP MyAdmin installed or not. You'll want to check with them. Again, if you have a control panel, often called cPanel, then you can probably look for PHP MyAdmin in there. And you can find a link. If PHP MyAdmin doesn't exist, then okay, go with the PHP BB built-in thing. And in fact, I want to go and check something if you guys will hold on for a minute, because there might be another option out there I need to look for, though. So give me a minute. I am currently working. Do a search. Ah! There is yet another option available. And I should have remembered this. Vic Delphont is a member of the PHP BB support team, and the Tyler man in the chat room, I will unmute you after I go mention this. He has created a mod called SQL Backup. I believe it's only compatible with MySQL databases, but it has a brand new, very powerful system for backing up your database in the admin panel. It will let you back. We won't have to worry about any maximum execution time errors for large databases. You can back up the default PHP BB tables. You can select additional tables. It has things like a progress bar. It has lots of very powerful setups, and it's a lot more powerful than the built-in database backup on PHP BB 2. In fact, a system like this mod called SQL Backup is going to be built into PHP BB 3 Olympus when it is released. And so I actually validated this mod when I was on the PHP BB mod team. I released this mod. It really is an excellent mod. So you can find it at phpbb.com/phpbb, yada, yada, yada. The topic number is 359433, or it's in the admin tool section on the mod database. And so you can try that out. Okay, the Tyler man, I am going to unmute you.
Can you hear me, guys? Sorry.
And you're not saying anything, or else your mic is muted. Do you want to...
Let's see, is that better? I don't know.
I muted the Tyler man.
Can you guys hear me at all?
We cannot hear you. TalkShoe doesn't register anything either.
Okay, how's so?
Well, however, other people say he can hear you, and for some reason, TalkShoe isn't telling me that anyone else can hear.
That's kind of weird.
Oh dear, I hope this isn't getting messed up. Here, let me mute you for a minute, see if I can see. Hey, FoxMonkey3, can I turn you on? Kind of weird. Welcome, Tommy02, in the chat room. We are currently having some difficulties. Okay. I think my TalkShoe is having problems. It's either TalkShoe or it's something else. So, I'm sorry to say that TalkShoe is having problems. And so, just a minute, I'm going to try to figure out what to do, because I can't seem to hear any of you guys. I unmute you. Let me try this again. Yes, I'm typing to get some help here. Please pardon me. Okay, here's what I want to do. I hope you guys who are if you're listening, apologize for this going on. I want to ask my friend Robert, who's here. He's going to speak while I try to restart TalkShoe live because it's not working for me. So hold on.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not working. Doug, you know you can still talk. Doug, why don't you unmute some people, man? Or that. PreviewCast is a lot better than this.
Okay. I'm back. Sorry about that. Thank you, Robert. I want to. Okay. I can hear you guys now. And, oh, Beanie left. I am sorry to see that. Okay. But anyway, I did want to mention we have I did talk about the SQL backup mod. Now, the whole reason we had this was because the Tyler man wanted me to unmute you. Would you still like me to unmute you? Actually, TalkShoe, if you would like to be unmuted, go ahead and click on the request to talk button, and then I can know who wants to talk when. So, yes, if you would like to talk in your call, then hit request to talk, and I will just go ahead X and Q. So, the Tyler man, welcome.
There's only two people called in. So I don't think the request to talk button is really worthwhile using, but whatever. Might as well, it's there.
It also helps me know when anyone wants to actually say anything. So.
Yeah. I guess.
Anyway, where are you? Who are? What's your name? And where are you from?
I am the Tyler Man, as you can tell from my name, and I'm from Manitoba, Canada. I'm really TyGuy98, except for my ex lady dropped the call, so I had to go quickly recreate another account with.
You know,
so let me call back
says
in.
That you're called in.
Yeah. So
well,
you're saying,
yeah.
I mean, that guy, nothing's going to happen because it's just me.
Well, we haven't tried. Oh, well. X-Lite being difficult?
No, I think it's just because you weren't talking and, well, I wasn't talking, so just assumed nothing was being used while, so just dropped the call. Or it could have been TalkShoe that dropped the call. I'm not sure who did it.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, voice over IP is difficult.
Yep. But Skype's not free anymore, so it's pretty much the only solution left.
Okay. Did you want to say anything about PHPB or have a question?
PHPBB Rockzors, my Sockzors.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah,
so I'm sorry to see that Deanie had to leave. I did want to mention another one of his questions about will this podcast be on iTunes. Frankly, when I started this episode out, I wanted to see if anyone would actually call in, and I'm very glad to see that folks called in, because that first two episodes were me by myself. So I'm going to be getting a friend to do album artwork for the show, because we still have the default image, and then I'll be submitting us to iTunes. So we'll be on there soon. Okay. I'm going to mute the Tyler Man and talk about the style of the week, because to go along with the mod of the week, I'm going to pick a style as well, just to talk about. Again, if you want to talk, mention so in the chat room or in or with a request to talk button, and I will be able to let you in after the style of the week. However, this style is called Blue Balls, and that sounds kind of weird. However, Blue Balls, this is kind of more of a lo-fi template. It's sort of remotely based on Subsilver. Actually, it's quite similar to Subsilver, however, it has modified the layout a bit. It's got a fixed layout with sort of a blue-grayish type color scheme. I think the reason it's called Blue Balls is because if you look up at the upper right, they have images for the header locations, FAQ, members, search, groups, and register. And above each of them, they have this sort of blue, kind of aqua-ish, but darker. So it's more of a blue-type ball. And, of course, in the middle, they have, like, a interesting login, logout interface. And my web browser is freezing, so give me a minute here. Okay. So I started to kind of describe the header. I know that in the background it looks like it's kind of got like a globe type thing in there, but it definitely has a pretty kind of dark, kind of not really dark, grayish, fluid-like theme. But it is fairly simple. It's a lot like Subsilver. It's not really weird or anything like that, I will say. One of the good things about it is that it is kind of universal. One of the things I don't really like about themes in general, and that a lot of themes have, is that a lot of themes have these really, really cool, complex header images, but they have the name of their theme or the name of their website in the middle of the image. And it's like, you know, if you really want to use this on a site, you kind of want to get rid of that name of whether the website or the theme name from the header image. So it gets a little awkward when you have to do that. So I do like that this one does not have any kind of name in the header image. It's got a really actually quite interesting layout for the header buttons. And yeah, it still does retain a lot of what makes Subsilver and PHPB recognizable. And of course, there's always room for expansion if you want to. You can go ahead and edit the buttons yourself. But anyway, the style of the week is the Blue Balls template. You can download it from phpbbhacks.com. Just hit the link on the front page that says phpbb2 templates. Let's see. So that's pretty much all I really had for today, unless anyone else wants to say anything. Hey, Tyler, is Tyler Mann still here, or did he get kicked off? I think that X-Lite got mean again, and the Tyler Mann got kicked. And so this is a lot of fun. Well, Well, anyway, feel free to call back in if you can. I'll probably keep the post show going for a bit. Anyway, this is PHP BB Weekly, the weekly live show about PHP BB. If you would like to call in, this is, if you have any questions, this is your last chance. If you're listening live, I would definitely like to thank you if you are listening live to this podcast. I don't know if you're listening live because TalkShoe does not tell me about who is live streaming the show. I wish they did, but they are not. However, we did have a number of people call in, join us or call in today. So I would really like to thank Chris24, who dropped in for like 3 seconds. TyGuy98, who is already here and under a different name. Beanie, who came by. Tommy02, who is in the chat room right now, who can't call in, I guess. PhonicsMonkey3, who is currently having dinner. And, of course, the Tyler Man, who is here. And I am Webmaster87, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com. And your host for PHP BB Weekly Live on TalkShoe. I did want to mention that I also have another podcast. If you would like to check it out, it's about technology, about Macs, and about going kind of crazy. Whatever. But anyway, I do it with some of my friends, including PhonicsMonkey3, who is in the chat room. It's called PrevueCast. It's on PrevueCast.com. And per Robert's suggestion, I think we may actually be doing a talk show version of it sometime soon. We will have to find out. Tyler, man, you want me to unmute you so we can close out the episode? All right.
My life.
And guess what?
I'll be back.
I can't hear you.
Jeez.
Ugh.
Are you serious, man?
I hope. I guess this is my thing going crazy. Again, everyone else is hearing him. I can't hear him. Oh, well. What can I say? My motto is technology will always fail you when you need it the most. Always. And I believe that wholeheartedly. So I guess that's just what's going on. We got some difficulties. Maybe TalkShoe is being weird. I don't know if you broke it, or maybe it's just my thing that is acting weird. I'm using Gizmo Project just because I found that it works better than Skype. But at least you can hear me. That's what matters. I'm sorry I can't hear you guys. Hopefully I'll try to fix it in the future. But anyway, I'm going to close out the episode. Again, please join me next week. Don't quite know if it'll be at the same time next week, because it may be a little earlier, maybe a little later. We'll find out. But next week at, if it's the normal time, it'll be at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern in the afternoon. And of course, you can always find out on TalkShoe. Who knows, maybe we'll be on iTunes by then. So anyway, that pretty much wraps it up for this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Thanks again for your calls, and we hope to see you here live next week. I'm Douglas Bell, signing off. Have a great week. Okay, still here, and I believe it is my thing's fault. So, I mean, okay, so this is the post show. And isn't this just great? Now TalkShoe is echoing me with like a 10-second delay.
Hold it. They run pretty straight.
So yeah, I'm having difficulties now because TalkShoe is echoing.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I'm echoing back to myself. Like, it goes right towards the bottom, right
towards the sand. Get over the Wii. That went straight. Straight again. A little curve, because you're curving your hand. All right, I'm out too.